Osiris.
Before we get into the show, we want to tell you about a partner we think you should know about called 1906. It's an edibles company, and they're going to have a really cool limited edition product release at Dick's this year. And we thought that this 12 Days to Dick's series would be a great time to tell you about this. 1906 has teamed up with Tom Marshall to create two limited edition designs called Amphibian Edition. This collaboration was, of course, inspired by Tom's band Amphibian, which began in 1999. This collaboration focuses on two of 1906's most show-friendly products, Go Beans, which are for energy, and Bliss Cups for happiness. And who doesn't need a little bliss every now and then, especially now, leading up to Dick's? So these two limited edition designs will be available in 8 to 10 stores in the Denver area starting Monday, August 27th. Each special edition packages features an amphibian-inspired design that commemorates the three-night run and culminates in the Bliss Lounge, which is going to be in the lot outside of Dick's both Saturday and Sunday. So if you're going to go to Dick's, come by, see the space, say hello to Tom and the 1906 folks, and get fish-inspired makeup artistry for the show. So to find out where the amphibian editions are going to be around Denver and to get details on the Bliss Lounge, check out Instagram 1906. New highs, and we'll also put that in the show notes. Have fun out there.
Osiris.
Hey, everybody. This is the Helping Friendly Podcast. Hi, Jonathan.
Hey, RJ.
It has been a minute. We are in the middle of our 12 days to Dick's. Thank you for tuning in and for, going on this journey with us. We're having a blast. Jonathan, we are going to 1993.
You know, I didn't have very good hair in 93.
I think
it was pretty good. It was long and straight, and my beard was non-existent.
Well, I can tell you that in 1993, I was 14 years old, and Snow put out a song called Informer, which you may have heard.
No idea what you're talking about.
You were like on Dead Tour being awesome, and I was listening to Whoomp, There It Is by Tag Team.
You even know who made that?
But
I'm sorry, I can't do this podcast with you anymore, RJ.
Fish was also playing in 1993. Jonathan just retired. The number one year-end single of 1993 was I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston, which is, you know.
Tell me you looked that up at the very
least.
I did look that up. You know, that song is
up.
Actually pretty good.
But if Stephen Hyden was on this right now, he would be telling us the top 10 just from like his memory of listening to it.
Well, that's his thing.
I'm no Stephen Hyden. So, Jonathan, we talked yesterday about 92. They're getting opening doors. 93, this is really kind of the first big year of touring, especially because they were playing, you know, big venues. I mean, relatively speaking, like, you know, the first time they played Tinley Park and the first time they played a lot of other spots that
playing like theaters and small amphitheaters and all manner of things.
They played for the first time at a place, a small place that's not that well known in Colorado called Red Rocks.
I'm going to have to look that one up.
Where people play sometimes. But they really crisscrossed the country in 93 and, I think we're riding a little bit of a wave of popularity from not only the 92 stuff we talked about yesterday, but just from continuing to put out good music and word catching on. Were you aware of Fish in 93?
Yes, I was aware of Fish, but I was focusing on a different band and did not see them in 93. Although many of my friends saw them for the first time this summer tour.
Nice. And did they come through Virginia like
they
for the first
Wolf
time?
Trap in July, but they've been Wolf through Trap. Virginia a number of times over the previous years and in the summers and, even.
And 94 had lots of notable Virginia shows.
That is correct.
But we'll talk about that tomorrow.
That's a different year.
Different year, different time.
So today's tape, though, RJ, I wanted to ask you, is this one of those formative tapes from your collection as a young Phish fan?
You know, Jonathan, I appreciate you asking, and it is. And I think partially because I'm from Ohio, and this is a show from Michigan. And the
those
number
are
one
basically
thing
that, the same place.
Well, it depends who you ask and what part time of the year. But the one thing I remember the most about this was the intro, the old intro little riff to the opener of the set one, AC/DC Bag, which I think they did in like the, you know, late 80s and didn't really do it again. And maybe not again after this show in 93. So if you haven't heard the first set, you should go back and listen to it because really good Reba, AC/DC Bag Reba combo to open, as well as a split open and melt in the first set. But that's not what we're talking about, is it?
No, it is not what we're talking about, RJ. We're actually looking at the second set and a really fun sequence. Should I go ahead and tell him? Okay, so we're looking at August 12th, 1993 from the Meadowbrook Music Festival, Rochester Hills, Michigan. This is a 2001 opener, and it's one of those 1993-2001s, which are just like, bam. And then Into Landlady, Into Tweezer, Into Landlady, Into Tweezer. And this thing is cool, man. It's not super, super extended, but it does get a little bit out there and a tad exploratory on the tweezer, and there's a ton of secret language, and it's the kind of secret language that really pushes them to do interesting things. So they do the get back signal several times over, and the get back is supposed to, you know, they play the riff from the song Get Back, the melody from the song Get Back, and they're supposed to go back to the previous song, and they do that several times during the tweezer, and they end up back in Landlady. And then they do it again to end up back in Tweezer, and it's rad. It's a lot of fun, and it's no 94, 95 deep space or super crazy exploratory. You know, it's a little it's tighter than that, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, really good show. Maybe or definitely the first Tweezer Fest, if you consider Tweezer Fest to be where they go in and out of different songs in Tweezer a lot. A year before the most, you know, the Tweezer Fest really gets going, but I think maybe this is the unsung hero of Tweezer Fest.
It's the granddaddy.
It's the granddaddy. One other connection between this show and what we talked about yesterday, which was 92, is that they played with Santana the previous summer in 92 at this place as an opener, and then were booked, you know, to play at this music festival, Meadowbrook Music Festival in Rochester Hills, Michigan. And then they never went back. So I guess something did not bring them back to Meadowbrook Music Festival. It's probably the Phish was too cool for it, but
they had enough.
It definitely was not that this show was not good, because it was really, really good.
I don't know. You know, also on this tour, they played Wolf Trap, and they never went back.
They didn't?
No. They were not allowed.
That's interesting. One time. Wait, really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure I knew that.
No. You know, you were just recently at Wolf Trap.
I was actually at Wolf Trap three days ago.
On Saturday, right. And people were jumping over things to get in. And it just didn't go the way Wolf Trap likes things to go, which is too bad, because as you well know, and some of our listeners may know, it's a beautiful place. They will let you take in your own beer, and it's wonderful.
It's just a really chill, cool place. Right. it's a wonderful place because they let you bring in beer. The Avett Brothers played there on Saturday night, and another one of our Osiris podcasts, The Road to Now, is done by the bass player from the Avett Brothers, Bob Crawford, and got to hang out with Bob for a few minutes and and watch the Avett Brothers with a bunch of friends who love the Avett Brothers. They were way better than maybe I like. They were way better live than I expected. I mean, they were like really, really great. Cool. I don't know if you've ever seen that, but I'm looking forward to seeing them again.
I have not seen them, but I may well do that on this recommendation.
You should do that. So this show is coming from Rochester Hills, Michigan, which is north of Detroit, not far from the Palace of Auburn Hills, which, of course, Phish played later on. But they were moving on up in the world. So I guess the Meadowbrook Music Festival was a one-time deal. But this is a really cool sequence, as Jonathan mentioned. So you guys should enjoy it and come back to us tomorrow so we can go to 1994, which is when things get weird in 94, right?
Thank God.
All right. So everybody enjoy this, and thanks for your support. Hope you enjoy. See you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.